say health cannot have vibes, well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With health vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting, lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan-Defoe and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Introducing Jolly's Pharmacy, brand new website, www.jollys.dm. It's your time to jump the line. Shop now at jollys.dm and have your items delivered in the comfort of your office. No more standing in line. No need to use your lunch hour to shop. Hassle-free shopping, safe and secure. Jollys.dm features rush delivery, 1 hour. In-store pickup, regular delivery, 5 p.m. Cut-off time, 4 p.m. It's your time to jump the line. Visit us at www.jollys.dm. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
A pleasant good morning to you. It is 20 minutes after the hour of 10 Eastern Caribbean time. It is a pleasure again sitting here and being here with you for yet another episode of Health Vibes, your very own health talk show brought to you by the brand you trust the most, Jolly's Pharmacy. What is your state as of now? Are you in bed? Are you rolling over? Are you trying to get to the airport or the seaport? Mm. Are you trying to maybe have a broth? Are you having a hangover? Are you having aches and pains? What's happening this morning? But I can tell you, I'm fully energized. Yes, I am a big carnival lover. I really had a good time. But it's like an ordinary day for me. Believe it or not, I have absolutely no pain. Mm-hmm. And I think that has a lot to do with my running. I run practically every day. So my body's accustomed to that that vigorous movement. Mm. So I must say that I am in good health and good energy this morning. I'm ready to deliver to you. Trudy, good morning, my darling.
Carlton, good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning, of course, to the listeners of Q95 Radio. Good morning to the carnival lovers who might be under it this morning. Good morning to those who did not participate in carnival and are just, you know, it's just a normal Wednesday for them. Good morning to you all. Good morning to all the listeners of Health Vibes who I met over the past couple of days, mm-hmm. who had, you know, not known me in person but met me over the carnival weekend and said, "Oh, that's you." Good morning. Yes. Good morning to you guys. It's a pleasure to be back on here, of course, on a Wednesday morning and do what we normally do.
And Trudy, I must say, kudos to you. I think you have more lallying than lallying. You worked tirelessly the whole season.
I worked a lot for the season.
You did Miss Dominica.
Yes.
The
Calypso finals.
The Calypso finals. Yes. The semifinals.
Yes.
You were commentating from time to time on DBS.
Yes.
On the different programs relating to carnival. And yes.
And Carlton, our listeners of Health Vibes, believe it or not, when they log on to the other radio station, yes. where they were hearing me for the carnival season, I would see in the comments when people said, you know, who is that female commentator? They say, oh, she's on Health Vibes. so our listeners, once again, big up to you all, of course, following the program throughout the year and recognizing me elsewhere and saying, you know, that's truly from Health Vibes. Good
yes.
morning. Good morning to you guys.
Awesome. I heard Wadix mention your name this morning in a conversation right here, and he was saying that the Calypso Association will want to actually meet with you, or they should meet with you.
Where?
As the interim head of the State College, maybe to sort of get the young people interested in calypso.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even the college could have a big calypso competition. I mean, you have a population of over 2,000 students,
mm-mm,
roughly about there.
About 1,500, a little less,
right.
Yeah.
So you, I mean, out of 1,500 students, I'm sure you can pull out at least 6-7 young men and women to participate in maybe the Dominica State College Calypso Competition 2025.
Yes. I mean, that's something people have always kind of, you know, mentioned and look forward to. But we have a lot of work to do, really, to keep Calypso relevant for the young people. Of course, we know the major interest amongst them is Buyo music. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm a Buyo fan myself. But for preservation of the art form, you know, it's more than just a one-time event, you know, having a one-time event, let's say, at a school or something like that. We have to continue to do the work, and we have to not exclude the input of young people in the arena. I mean, if I have to speak about how sometimes the older patrons of Calypso would maybe negate the input of the youth, that is a whole other conversation. But when we do have young people, you know, wanting to integrate themselves into the art form, we have to take their input, see what it is that is how you know, you catch bees with honey. You never, you know, you gotta catch bees with vinegar. So you cannot, you know, try to exclude the ideas and the wants of the young people and still want them to participate in the art form. That's not how it works. So, you know, I hope it can be a broader discussion as it relates to Calypso, for sure, and the youth and how we can get them involved.
And I'm glad that you brought up that you made that statement, because I listened and viewed the video of Marshall Montana winning the Monarch
Trinidad.
In Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
And he was singing about soca is calypso, and
calypso is soca, yes.
And the presentation and the fusion that he put, he had calypso, traditional calypso lyrics, but at the same time he fused soca right in there. And I'm saying, would that work in Dominica? Because they've been talking about how so much, you've been hearing a lot of statements like calypso is now becoming bouillon.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these young people are not singing authentic calypso, but rather bouillon.
Yeah.
But recognizing that it's all our music, it's all our indigenous music. And
yes,
as you're saying, if you want to capitalize on the young people, you know, helping the sustainability of calypso, definitely you may see some slight alteration, because even with one of the calypsonians who sang, I can't remember the song, but it's something to do with enhancing our calypso product and so forth. And then he had a few videos, excerpts of Rabbits, some of the NCs, and the quality of those songs were very different in that era. But time evolves.
Right.
And we cannot, the same way, even our climate has changed, and we now call it climate change.
Mm-hmm.
So the very same way that the foods that we would have eaten in the 70s and 80s, they have now changed.
Everything,
the
yeah.
very same thing will happen with music.
The only thing that's constant, Carlton, is change.
That's it.
That is the only thing that's constant. And people need to, you know, understand that you cannot change is just something that must happen.
Yes.
It must, you know.
Definitely.
You can take that from all kind of angles. You can take it from political angles, whatever angles. But in terms of music, change, you know, change must happen. It must.
I agree.
So we just have to be, you know, accepting and try to work with change.
Right. And I'm like, if the Trinidadians could accept, you know, that particular song, the presentation, we should do better.
I think
we should do better.
Yeah.
But all in all, if I were to give the real Mass Dominic 2024 a report card, I would say that we scored well.
Okay.
I think we scored high in terms of the participation. I was a bit disappointed in the Calypso Finals, the venue. It was really, really raining.
Mm-hmm.
I was really tired a certain time of all the standing up. My shoes were totally soaked out.
Uh-oh.
And so for the entire evening, my feet were cold in cold socks. But I think the venue could have been better, mm-hmm. Rather than the way it was held. It was, everyone was so packed.
So it was too tight.
It was too tight. It was really, okay. really tight there. And I felt some way, somehow, for the older people who really look forward to the Calypso Finals, if they did not have one of those little portable chairs to rest their back or to sit, many of them would have a lot of problems, you know, stand up. So we need to do better there. In terms of the road, that was fine. I did not see many portable washrooms this year. Last year, I saw quite a bit, all on the bayfront, the hard and so forth. This year, I did not see many portable washrooms.
I didn't see myself.
Yeah, that was of concern to me as well. You know, and people were just washing away Rosu, peeing everywhere because there were not many. I practically didn't see any.
Right.
You know, so the bands had theirs on trucks, but I did not see for the general populace to really use a washroom that was not seen this year. Incidents free, practically. Yeah. There was just one stabbing lit last evening from what the news said.
Reported, okay.
Yeah, but in terms of incidents, that was quite, people behaved themselves quite well. One of the things that was quite impressive, particularly in the band that I played with, Pulse, yesterday, and even with WCK climaxing for Pulse last night, there were not many smokers in the band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we did not. I was saying to my wife, but wait a minute, it just struck me that I didn't smell
any, okay.
No marijuana or cigarettes.
Okay.
In the band, and that was really good. I really, and even Juve morning too, with Pulse again, I did not.
You felt so okay.
I didn't experience that at all.
I had a different experience. The only thing I did, well, apart from the shows prior to Carnival Monday and Tuesday, the only thing I did was Juve morning, and there was a bit of smoking in my presence that I experienced, and I remember us talking about it on the radio before Carnival, and I did experience quite a bit. I said, you know, Juve morning, first thing in the morning, you know, people bombarding you smoke. But I don't know. I guess it's dependent on what band you were with or where you were, you know, where you were. But I did get some of that myself. I did Juve with Lumination, with Signal Band. It was a big band, you know, and I think it was phenomenal the way that people paid into this Juve experience with that band. But of course, you know, there was that the little smoking aspect, there was that, you know, from the time I arrived.
Trudy, yeah. What was your thought on, in terms of Calypso presence on the road? I know the DJ that played for us played a bit. I know they played Trilogy song. They played the young man that works at Joyce. What's his name again?
Mighty D.
Mighty D, right. They played his song. They played a bit of Dice, but not
much.
Yes.
There was an attempt. There was a hi-fi system on the road, at least Monday night, and I believe Tuesday as well, playing only Calypso, and I understand it was not well patronized. It wasn't a live band. It was just, you know, a hi-fi, as we call it. So, you see, my take on it is, in terms of Calypso, we could, if there was a live band, maybe playing Calypso,
well,
and it was
Serenade playing too.
Yes, yeah, on Monday, I believe. Mm-hmm. But I think it would need to be promoted that was going to happen, because I think the people who enjoy Calypso and maybe want to chip to Calypso and the older, maybe the older people, and maybe they would not come out if they didn't know that experience was going to be available for them. And, you know, so I think it's to do with promotion. Because there was a lot being said prior to Carnival about there's not enough Calypso. If you choose to do Calypso or have a Calypso experience for patrons, it should be promoted so people can buy into it. But in terms of the other bands, you know, the other bands that play there, they have their own songs, their Buyo songs. They can maybe also try to incorporate some Calypso into their repertoire. It's mm-hmm. something you'd have to practice in advance, yeah. you know? Yeah. You have to practice the calypso. So when True. You come on the road, you can drop a mm-hmm. calypso or two. But Swinging Stars, the house band for the calypso competition, I believe they were in Maho for Carnival, yes, not yes. in Roseau. So I don't know if in Maho there was, you know, calypso on the road, because Swinging Stars is the band that's versed mm-hmm. in playing the calypso music. That's what they do for the entire season. So I don't know.
Well, Trudy, I can tell you, I am lobbying for WCK to come back.
Uh-huh.
having really witnessed the act of WCK and how Dominicans really enjoyed the performance last night, the crowd, the age demographic that they pooled, mm-hmm. They really did well. And I would hope that some way, somehow, they can officially, formally regroup mm-hmm. and start the band fully again, because there is certainly a market for them.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see for a fact that Dominicans have never forgotten.
Of course not. WCK. Of course not. Yeah,
never
that's,
forgotten.
That's WCK. Still the music I play in my car, you know. So, yeah, there's definitely a market. There's yes. definitely a market.
So I do hope that at least they can really find a way to not just regroup, you know, periodically or for a special occasion, but decide, well, you know what, we're forming this band again and we're going all out.
Mm-hmm.
I think
mm-hmm.
there is a need and there is a market for this band, because right now you just have two big major bands
right,
now.
Right.
But it'd be good to have
another one.
Yes, another mm-hmm. one. So we're just basically talking. We recognize it is Valentine's Day as
yes,
well.
Yes, Carlton.
And I'm seeing, yeah.
We needed to say happy Valentine's Day to yes. all the listeners this morning of Health Vibes. It's Love Day.
Yeah, we're in my seven seas right now.
Yeah, Carlton is in his red shirt. I tried with some red lipstick, you know, and it is the day to celebrate love. It's also Ash Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the Catholics, this is the beginning of Lent.
Yes.
Which is a period of, you know, reflection and mm-hmm. you know, basically preparing for the celebration of the resurrection of Christ. So Lent is also a very important season in the Catholic calendar, a time to reflect,
I think it's
pray.
The busiest season too for
yes
the yes. clergy.
Today's Ash Wednesday, so if you're Catholic, you may be going for ashes today. But yeah, Valentine's Day, Ash Wednesday, end of Carnival season. That's what it is today.
It's a wrap.
mm-hmm.
So what are we going to do? We're going to take a short break, and then we will be right back with you as we will give you some tips as to how you can recover this morning. Let's take a break.
Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Introducing Jolly's Pharmacy, brand new website, www.jollys.dm. It's your time to jump the line. Shop now at Jollys.dm and have your items delivered in the comfort of your office. No more standing in line. No need to use your lunch hour to shop. Hassle-free shopping, safe and secure. Jollys.dm features rush delivery, 1 hour. In-store pickup, regular delivery, 5 p.m. Cut-off time, 4 p.m. It's your time to jump the line. Visit us at www.jollys.dm. Jollys.dm. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting, lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Introducing Jolly's Pharmacy, brand new website, www.jollys.dm. It's your time to jump the line. Shop now at jollys.dm and have your items delivered in the comfort of your office. No more standing in line. No need to use your lunch hour to shop. Hassle-free shopping, safe and secure. Jollys.dm features rush delivery, 1 hour. In-store pickup, regular delivery, 5 p.m. Cut-off time, 4 p.m. It's your time to jump the line. Visit the line. www.jollys.dm. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare. Introducing Jolly's Pharmacy, brand new website, www.jollys.dm. It's your time to jump the line. Shop now at jollys.dm and have your items delivered in the comfort of your office. No more standing in line. No need to use your lunch hour to shop. Hassle-free shopping, safe and secure. Jollys.dm features rush delivery, 1 hour. In-store pickup, regular delivery, 5 p.m. Cut-off time, 4 p.m. It's your time to jump the line. www.jollys.dm. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
So we're back with you. We were just giving our own overview of Carnival 2024. As we said earlier on, there are many people who may not be feeling too well this morning, having, you know, experienced the festive season, participated. You might be feeling a bit under the weather this morning. We want to take some time to wish you well, but at the same time, to give you some health tips as to what you can do better. But let's take this caller. Let's see what this person has to say. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Carlton. Good morning, Trudy. Trudy, you hear the voice now?
Yes, yes. Good morning.
Good morning to you, my dear.
We met where we men...
Yes.
Where we men going?
Yes.
That's where we met. When Trudy heard me speak, Trudy said, wait a while.
That's the voice.
I heard that voice already. Oh, and it was good meeting you, my darling. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful,
yes.
Carlton.
Yes, my dear.
I didn't see you this year. Not jumping up.
I was with my band.
But I didn't see. I know last year I see you making back now.
Well, this year was no exception. It was the same.
Yes, right. Enjoy, darling. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Anyway, have a blessed day. Well, I'm not under the weather. Now
I realize that.
On top of the weather. I soak all that rain in the park.
You know? I know.
Foot wet. How many clothes wet? And head wet. Even if you had an umbrella, like the umbrella, the rain was definitely penetrating through the umbrellas, you know. Oh my God, it was dry. Trudy, where were you?
In the commentary booth for DBS.
Oh, okay.
I was dry.
Well, it wasn't too far, right inside by the place.
Right.
Anyway, take it easy. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
I'm not in that Valentine business. So Valentine's a money making man. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye. Thank you. So we're talking about recovering. You know, many people would not recognize that Carnival itself, if you participate in Carnival, particularly jump up, it's cardiovascular exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not someone who exercises
normally,
regularly,
yeah,
you will experience a bit of pains and aches.
Muscle pain, yeah.
Right, because the muscle would have gone through some level of strain. And right now, it's recovery time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are experiencing this, what we normally recommend would be for you to do some light stretches. If you do some light stretches, that will help with more blood flow into the area, into the muscles. You can also soak in one of the sulfur ponds. That will help you too. If you can, or you can have a sea bath. that would also help too. If you are feeling the body's really sore, you can't do all of this. Actually, I was going to run today, you know, this afternoon, but mm-hmm. I just said, let me just give my body a little break because I endured so much sun yesterday. Just because of the sun. That's why I said, let me just give my body a little break because I have the same level of energy like I have had. And so I could have definitely run today. I could definitely do a run today, but I decided not to. But we also want to encourage you to sleep.
To rest, yeah.
Rest yourself. You may be a retiree. You may be someone who have taken a few days off from work, on vacation. Today is a good day. It's beautiful. You can maybe go to the beach and just chill, relax, rest, have electrolytes, preferably no alcohol.
Rehydrate.
You know, rehydrate, lots of water. You can do coconut water. You can do Gatorade. You can do, like, I'm actually having an electrolyte right here. That's what I'm having. Or you could do cane juice, which is very good too as an electrolyte. That would help you. Some light chicken soup. That as well should be able to give you some potassium and sodium and glucose for sure. Give you some energy levels. Maybe getting a massage, if not mm-hmm. today, later down in the week, going to one of the spas and having a complete body massage. That would also help you too. If you feel really, 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 if you're feeling extremely sore, a foot massage. That can help too. Just mm-hmm. having somebody massage the feet gently, you know, that can certainly help you too as well in resuscitating your energy levels and at the same time recovering from the muscle aches and pains.
Mm-hmm. Carlton, and I want to interject here, particularly if you for people who spent long periods in the sun mm-hmm. Over the past 2 days, Carnival Monday, Carnival Tuesday, the rehydration thing is very important.
True.
Replenishing, you know, this loss of fluid that you've mm-hmm. had over the past day or two, and all the electrolyte rich things you've mentioned, Carlton, but just water as well. Just make water. Sure, especially if you were drinking mm-hmm. and in the sun, you need to rehydrate. And for people who, despite maybe our words of caution prior to Carnival, did not use sunscreen and maybe have some sunburn, something rich in aloe is always very soothing to
that's
the skin
true.
So that's something that you can use especially a day like today if you've experienced some sunburn and you want your skin to just, you know, get that cool, refreshing feel. Aloe products are definitely good for sunburnt skin. So these are some of the things people might have to do. And I know the muscle pain and the soreness and the feeling of being beat up is something that a lot of people can maybe identify with this morning, this Ash Wednesday morning.
Definitely. And even as we're talking about sunburns too, there may be something that you have at home and may not even recognize how excellent it is against sunburn. Or if you have a sunburn in terms of ensuring that it is cured as quickly as possible, and that is zinc oxide.
Mm.
So if you have a diaper rash ointment that you might be using on a baby or an elderly person, let's say pseudo cream or zinc oxide or dacetine, brand ointment, all of these contain 40% zinc oxide, which is an excellent skin protector and helps to deal with burned skin. So you can apply this on your skin twice a day for the next couple of days, and you'll be amazed as to how quickly it heals your skin. Because right away, many of you might have used your washcloth to wash off your skin and realize certain parts of your skin very sensitive
mm-hmm.
Because you've gotten burnt. So using the lanolin or using zinc oxide, pseudo cream, A&D ointment, any of these preparations, bacitracin, zinc, any of these preparations would help you on the skin, would help your skin right now as well, recovering from sunburn. I definitely walked with my sunscreen yesterday and sprayed up my skin twice.
And I saw you also had your hat on.
I had my
to
hat
protect
on.
Your face
I
and
had
your
my
head.
Sunglasses
yeah.
on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to, you know, you make sure. And even as I was drinking, I had one my alcoholic beverage in one hand, my bottle of water in the other hand, consistently.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't just about drinking alcohol and not having water
right.
at the same time.
Right.
So those of you who may not have had enough water yesterday, today is a good day to have water. Some people don't like water as such. You can get the water flavored.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy one of those sachets, the emergency sachets, or you could put some vitamins C disposable tablets in there, or you could use the 360 sachets. That is another very good electrolyte. It comes in a powder, you pour it in your water, and it gives your water flavor, a better taste, but at the same time too, it increases the electrolytes that you need to help the body.
And Carlton, that ties into a piece of advice I wanted to give. You mentioned in the use of the emergency. It now is the time after Carnival or during Carnival where you get exposed to so many circulating viruses or pathogens. You know, you're in crowded spaces. Potentially, you did not have any face covering on or whatever. Mm-hmm. So there's circulating flu, there's circulating, you know, viruses that you may have picked up or your body may have encountered. Mm-hmm. So now is the time to try to boost your immune system if you were not doing it prior, so that if you were exposed to something, your body can possibly fight it. It's not because it's not our body protects us against a lot of things we're exposed to. It's not everything we're exposed to that we fall ill with whatever it is. So you may have been exposed to someone who has influenza virus or a cold virus, rhinovirus. But if your immune system is boosted, is strong, it will attack that. So I think now is a good time to boost your immune system with your vitamins, your vitamin C. You know, I personally do the 7 C's. I take the, well, and Carlton, you're wearing the 7 C's shirt, but I do the 7 C's. I do vitamin C. I do vitamin D as well. Some people, you know, just a multivitamin is good. And people who also want to just get their vitamin replenished from natural sources, some lime, some citrus, you know, something, some lime and honey, some ginger and whatever. So you can also do that. Now is a time to not cut that off. You need to make sure your immune system is well ready to counteract what it may have encountered in the carnival band.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good point that you've raised, you know, the communicable diseases, particularly the common cold and subsequently the flu, where we see a spike of that usually after carnival, almost getting to the beginning of March, many people getting sick, and some companies do suffer because you have a lot of sick leave
right,
around that time.
Right.
Particularly if complications of upper respiratory or lower respiratory tract infections are seen. And so we want you again to, those of you who are immune compromised or you already have a medical condition that can be potentially worsened by a lung infection, you want to be cautious, you want to begin to protect yourself, ensure that your immune system is fortified, ask questions about the immune system boosters like selenium, zinc, vitamin C, echinacea, golden seal, all of these are very, very good for a robust immune system. But at the same time too, you have to increase your rest and sleep.
Yes.
Because a lot of times people rely so much on these supplements and they don't make the lifestyle modification
right.
that is required. So optimizing your sleep, and we're talking about good quality sleep, That is very important. Your immune system is also more active and more responsive when you exercise too.
Mm-hmm.
So even exercising helps your immune system works better. That too. Relaxation, finding time to relax and just unwind. And there's so many. Dominica is very beautiful. So there are many outdoor places that you can go and just relax, you know, under a tree. You could maybe build a little seesaw in your in your yard, or a lazy bench somewhere outside in your under a nice tree in your yard. You know, you don't want to be inside the house all the time, and just mm-hmm. sometimes just be outside. Even playing with your pets, walking your dog, play, you know, petting your cat, you know, these things also help your body to be more relaxed, and at the same time too, that's going to help your immune system.
Right. And I hope, you know, some people, if you felt already that you may have been, you know, attacked by some sort of virus, you started to feel down, that you took the opportunity to rest, even throughout during the Carnival Monday and Tuesday, stayed back from something. Because if you are tired and that virus or whatever it is gets a hold of you, it makes it even easier for it to succeed, you know. But the rest, relaxation, definitely improves your chances of fighting against any sort of illness.
Mm-hmm. And we're basically trying to just give you some tips. Those of you who would have participated in Carnival, or you may not have participated in Carnival but did something else, maybe you didn't jump up but you went to many of the shows. Some people, that's the Carnival that they like. They go to the shows, and a lot of late night, because many
right.
shows
ended
end up
late
in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, so you're sleep deprived, your legs are tired, you are exhausted, you've not gotten enough rest. That is something to be noteful of. The other thing too is looking at what you eat, ensuring that you eat well. So this morning I had a good breakfast before. Usually I don't eat breakfast from home most times, but this time around I said, you know, I need to have a good breakfast this morning. So I had some good scrambled eggs and toast bread and my salad and some herbal tea. And some sausages too, but you want to make sure that you have you those of
yeah
us
you're nourished,
have,
you're well nourished.
You know, partied along for the entire weekend, and we have just been eating here and there as we go along. Get back into your regular good health.
Nutrition. Yeah, you be well nourished, Carlton. I wanted to also bring up the aspect of course, you as the pharmacist, the aspect of your routine of your medications. Uh-huh. So of course, during any holiday, I mean, Carnival is extreme because of the number of events and so on. But typically on a holiday, people go off their regular schedule of eating. Maybe they normally have to take certain medication with food, but they've been out, they've been, you know, away from their normal routine. And so the medication routine has been affected. Now, today's Ash Wednesday. I wanted to, particularly from your perspective, Carlton, get the feel of how do people return now safely if they have, you know, somewhat forfeited their medication regimen over the past 2 or 3 days.
That's a good question that you've raised, particularly if you're taking medications to control diabetes, high cholesterol, hypertension, maybe you have a chronic skeletal muscular disorder that results in some type of painkiller or anti-inflammatory agent, or you might be using an eye drop. I think most people would adhere to the eye drops or the nose drops, but the oral medications is where we have the problem, because people often say, well, I know I'm going to be drinking, and hence the reason I don't want to. And in a sense, it's a wise notion to not mix your medication with alcohol. Mm-hmm. But at the same time too, you have to be cognizant of the fact that I'm sacrificing alcohol for pleasure versus making sure that my medications are taken and I am healthy to enjoy the pleasure.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
nevertheless, the activity is finished, and many people are in the situation where they have not taken medication for a couple of days.
Yes.
First thing we want to say is that the days have passed, and so therefore you have missed these days of medication. That does not mean that you're now going to double or triple your dose for the days that you have missed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first no. You cannot go and triple or double your dose. So you say, well, boy, my blood pressure medicine, I didn't take it on
Monday, Sunday, Tuesday.
And it's one a day. So that's three that I missed. And so today, Wednesday, I'm going to take four.
No.
You cannot do that. So you just forget the days that you've missed. I am hopeful that you would be wise enough to would have monitor your blood glucose levels if you're diabetic, and if you're hypertensive, monitor your blood pressure levels during the course of the festive season. So at least it helps you to make a wiser decision as to, okay, my blood pressure is normalized, it's controlled, and so maybe I could skip that day. But if your blood pressure was already high and you skipped a couple of days, more than likely it is maybe higher.
Yeah.
And so that is why we always encourage people to have your blood pressure monitor at home, your glucometer at home, and as well to an oximeter, so you could check your oxygen level. But if you have not taken your medication for a couple of days, what we want you to do is focus on the dosage for today.
Mm-hmm.
If your blood pressure or blood glucose is extremely high, then you should go to see, you should go to the hospital or the health center, or go to visit your doctor, because you may have to be given intravenous medicine
right.
to have it controlled at that stage. But we would not encourage you to double or triple your dose for what you would have missed these past days. The other thing too is that some of these medications, when they are missed, they take a while to get back at a certain concentration in the bloodstream. So you would recognize that there may be a little delay in the actual benefit
of the medication.
So sometimes people get nervous. My sugar level is 300 and something, and I have not taken medication for a few days, and expect within 15 to 10 minutes that the sugar level becomes normalized. Because you've not taken the medicine for a couple of days, it's totally cleared from your bloodstream. And so now that you're going to take this new dose, it has to go through the metabolism process all over again. Versus if you had taken it regularly, there could have been some residue still in your bloodstream that would help to control and protect. But the mere fact that you've not taken no medication at all, then it means that your entire system is totally cleared from medication. Mm-hmm. Another thing too that I want to see is, and we see that happening too, where people share medications.
Hmm.
So, boy, my metformin finish. I don't have, or I don't know where it is, and you sometimes, or somebody's sugar is high, and you decide that my sugar, that's what they give me for my sugar, it's called metformin. If you take one, it might bring down your blood sugar too. No. These are things that are not advisable at all. Let's take this caller.
Caller, good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
Something again, like if some people, I know it's happening, I've seen it happen, and I have stopped these people. Their blood pressure or their sugar is high. Now, they take their medication because of how they miss it, as you see. but they are longing, eager for it to settle. But it will not settle because you are panicking. It will not settle in a hurry. If you do what you have to do and you relax, it will settle. Because those things they don't like when you are panicking.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Anxiety.
Yes, stress, yeah.
That will actually, you know.
Yeah, it does mm-hmm. affect the blood mm-hmm. pressure and blood sugar as well. Yeah, that is very true.
And that's a good point.
But Carlton, one last thing, read the medications. If you have missed, but you have, because of the alteration in your activities over the past couple of days, the timing of the medication has changed. So you normally would take your medication, your blood pressure medication or whatever, first thing in the morning, and normally your first thing in the morning was 5 a.m. or 6 a.m., you know, but because you were out partying and you know, 6 a.m. was when you were coming back home, so you ended up starting to take the medication when you woke up, which was maybe at 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. What does it mean now for you to get back on schedule? Do you just the next day, like today, just start back at the regular time, or do you kind of temper it off so that you get the same number of hours in between doses?
And that's a good question that you've raised. But to answer that question, as a pharmacist, I have to know the drug.
Okay, so it depends.
Yes, because
okay.
It depends on the half-life of the drug, how long that drug stays in the bloodstream before clearance.
Okay.
So I cannot single-handedly say, well, okay, you can revert to your regular time. Or if you did take it at a later time, it's going to affect or impact you negatively. So okay. It depends on the type of drug.
Okay.
If it's a multivitamin, then that's fine. But let's say if it's a drug that, let's say you're taking a drug like nifedipine, 90 milligrams, sustained release, which is a high dose drug to control blood pressure. That one drug, that one pill will last up to 18 hours in your bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So let us say you would have taken that drug at 11 o'clock in the morning, and then next morning you decide, I am going to start back my medication at 6 o'clock. It means that there would still be a high concentration of the nifedipine in your bloodstream prior to the new dose that you'll be taking.
Okay, okay.
And that could cause some levels of toxicity, and that could also put strain on some vital organs, particularly those organs that are responsible for breaking down the medication.
Mm-hmm.
So to answer that question would be dependent on knowing what drug the patient is going to be using and what drug that they would have made that slight shift in terms of the timing of
the drug.
Yes.
Okay.
And at the same time too, even certain foods that would have been taken, or the right time, is this drug best taken on an empty stomach versus taken with food, or is it best taken with food versus an empty stomach? Was there certain foods or drinks taken with that drug prior that can also increase some of the chemical changes that goes on? So the question is a broad
mm-hmm.
question.
And maybe Carlton, people yes. should, if they worried particularly about a particular drug, maybe consult their pharmacist
that's
or their medical doctor. Yeah.
That is the best thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you're worried or you're concerned, or you recognize that there have been some changes with the timing of your medication, and you want to know conclusively what to do and what is the best way to get back on track, definitely come see your pharmacist, whoever is your pharmacist, have a conversation with them, and they should be able to guide you
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
give you some information. It's now 8 minutes past 11 a.m., we're going to take a short break, and then we will be switching gears, talking a little about Valentine's Day and love.
Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting, lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Introducing Jolly's Pharmacy, brand new website, www.jollys.dm. It's your time to jump the line. Shop now at jollys.dm and have your items delivered in the comfort of your office. No more standing in line. No need to use your lunch hour to shop. Hassle-free shopping, safe and secure. Jollys.dm features rush delivery, 1 hour. In-store pickup, regular delivery, 5 p.m. Cut-off time, 4 p.m. It's your time to jump the line. Visit us at www.jollys.dm. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting, lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Introducing Jolly's Pharmacy, brand new website, www.jollys.dm. It's your time to jump the line. Shop now at jollys.dm and have your items delivered in the comfort of your office. No more standing in line. No need to use your lunch hour to shop. Hassle-free shopping, safe and secure. Jollys.dm features rush delivery, 1 hour. In-store pickup, regular delivery, 5 p.m. Cut-off time, 4 p.m. It's your time to jump the line. Visit us at www.jollys.dm. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes, every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes, education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting, lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando, with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
So we're back with you. It's 11 minutes after the hour of 11. It is Valentine's Day, the day where practically red dominates, you know, everywhere. You see red and balloons and candies and perfumes and roses and bouquets. But is Valentine's Day really a woman's vacation day or love day? Because it would seem that more women are celebrated on that day than men are. When was the last time you received a Valentine's Day gift? You cannot see. You know, but go home and don't bring a Valentine's Day gift. Huh? You might get somebody boy.
So our listener, so Carlton is talking to DJ Shan. Carlton is not talking to me. So Carlton and the producer are trying to have a male-dominated view day of Valentine's Day. But I disagree, though, Carlton. I feel like, yes, women maybe make a bigger deal about Valentine's Day in terms of expectations. But I feel like a lot of women then also depending on
the type of guy.
Yes.
How good he has been.
Yes. A lot of women to make a big deal in
so
terms of trying to
think of how good the women are. Because it's almost like just expected that you have to give your lady something. You know, whether she's been good, whether she's been cooking the best meals or washing your clothes. Once you live together, you expect it to come home to get something. But maybe now it would seem that there has to be something for something. Because men might be more concerned about the other thing than the actual, you know, look a perfume or look a meal or something like that, or fruit basket, you know, where else we would give these things to a woman. But and many people, I find now that Valentine's Day is getting bigger and bigger. It just so happened that it fall on Ash Wednesday
for
so
us,
kind
yeah.
of make it a little...
It dimmed the whole thing.
But generally, there seem to be a big buzz now with Valentine's Day. Many vendors would be out, you know, with decked out things and champagnes and perfumes and balloons and bouquets and everything that symbolizes love, that would be on display. Yes, there are some parts of it, you're seeing it in Rose Road today, but in terms of, for me, personally, I'm not, it's a normal day for me.
Mm-hmm.
Love for me is exhibited every day. I give it, I show it. I don't necessarily need, yes, I love the fact that there is a day that is called the Love Day, where we can think of love and so. And a lot of the times we focus on personal relationship, boy-girl relationship, husband-wife relationship. But you can give your daughter, your son,
yes.
your mother, your father a Valentine's Day gift.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be about intimate, like a love affair.
Right. And that's my view about, you know, Valentine's Day, that it's supposed to be a day to express love or to show love. Some people, you know, there's a lot of talk about love languages. What is your love language? Is it gifts, receiving gifts? That's one. Is it affection or touch? Is it, you know, words of affirmation? Is that mm-hmm. your love language? And there are about two other types I can't recall, but some people, you know, they definitely feel loved by receiving some kind of token, some mm-hmm. sort of gift. So for these people, you know, an expression of love, whether it is a family love or romantic love, whatever it is, for these people, they would feel nice if you give a little token. But for a lot of people, it doesn't even have to be that. It's simply, like today's Valentine's Day. I've never gotten a, by the way, disclaimer. So everything Carlton said there about women and Valentine's Day gifts, I've never gotten a Valentine's Day gift in my life. In my life from a man. Never. But I have from friends, you know, even at the office. So sometimes we would exchange, do cupcakes and mm-hmm. so on. So just, you know, as co-workers, we show little, give little tokens or just, you know, on your status. I remember once, and I know this is now becoming a big thing, Galentine's Day. So for your female friends, your gals, you know, you express love. So I remember, you know, once doing a collage with the pictures of all my girls, you know, and sharing that on social media and saying, you know, I really appreciate and love these women that are, you know, my friends.
Yeah.
So sometimes on Valentine's Day, it doesn't have to be an expense. It can just be some sort of showing love to someone in your life, whether it's a family member, friend, co-worker, yes, or your romantic partner. But I think showing love is always important, mm-hmm. and we are on Health Vibes. It's also important for health.
Sure.
So there is actual benefit to health from being, I would say, that the feeling or the showing of love to somebody, it improves mental health,
mm-hmm.
you know. So sometimes when we talk about love and showing love and Valentine's Day, there's also that mental health aspect of it. People feel good when they are supported and they are loved. And that is a fact. You know, it improves their overall mental well-being. People feel alone when they are not supported, or they feel like nobody he loves them. And as I said, that love can be family, friends, romantic partner, whatever it is.
And there have also been the flip side of Valentine's Day where some people have dubbed it a pig and holiday.
Yeah, commercialized thing.
That it's not. But I the way I look at it, I don't merely I care less about the origin of it per se. But I look at it just same way you'd have World AIDS Day, you'll have World No Tobacco Day, you'll have World Earth Day, you'll have World Food Day, you'll have. I find it's good to have a day celebrating love.
Yeah, I feel so too.
Love on all angles.
Feel so too.
And so that's how I look at it. I don't look at it from, you know, that as to whether it's a pagan holiday. And so it depends on how you take it. You know, taking somebody out for lunch today, that might be, or your act of Valentine's Day might be to come and spend the day with an elderly person, cook for them. Mm-hmm. You know, have a good long conversation with them, comb their hair. That could be something that you could do on Valentine's Day. So it doesn't necessarily, I think we can broaden the discussion than just a rose or a flower or
something
gift.
Tangible.
Yes,
yeah.
It could be an act.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a day where you could just decide to go to the infirmary or go to the hospital and be of cheer, encouragement to somebody else. That could be something nice.
Mm-hmm. And Carlton, as you mentioned, people in terms of the pagan holiday argument. So people, you know, discredit certain days, even Christmas days. Mm-hmm. People will say, you know, oh, you know, that's when Jesus was born. You know, but if you're not celebrating it on that day, when do you actually recognize, for instance, the birth of Christ? So when do you recognize? In this instance, we're talking about love. Mm-hmm. So if you know you want to discredit the day, but when is it that you show this? Some people will say, oh, every day. Really? Is it really that you go out of your way every day to make your loved ones feel special? And if you do, that's great. But for most of us, that is not the case. So having a special day to do that is, you know, it's fine. And something, Carlton, words of affirmation is one of the ways that people express and experience love as well. And you may not be someone who every day would tell somebody, oh, I love you, I love your input in my life, I love your presence, I love the fact that you are there for me, I love your conversation, I love your support. Mm-hmm. You know, but that day you can do that and it would have an impact. You could do it on another day as well, but if you're not normally that person, because many of us are not the type of people that go around talking in that way.
For real.
You know, we tend to do it when the person has died, though. After somebody has died, we have the nicest things to say. But today is a day somebody is in your life and you want them to know that they mean a lot to you, their presence, as I said there, whatever it is. Today is a day you can recognize that by just saying that. You know, you don't even need to give gifts. You just say that to that person and let that person know. I think it's very unfortunate sometimes when people are regretful that they never expressed their true feelings or love to a person and the person passes away and you have that on your heart. Boy, the person never knew, you know, that I felt such and such a way. And as I said, it doesn't have to be romantic. It can be a friend, family member, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And that's well said too. I like the fact that you have broadened it a bit more, because a lot of the times when we think of Valentine's Day, we think of romance.
Right, right.
We think of romance and we think of expense.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes the simplest thing, because right now, I trust me, I would enjoy a nice pumpkin soup. and so if somebody can bring that for me for Valentine's, that would be the best gift ever, because that's what I'm feeling for. You know, so sometimes we sort of put a big money on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the simplest of things sometimes it seems so simple, but it could be so significant for somebody at that particular time.
Oh yes,
of their life.
Oh yes,
very very.
And that, as you mentioned, that I am reminded of something that happened to me over the carnival season. Very interestingly, I was doing commentary, as I said, I did for the season, and somebody that I speak to every day, a friend from a long time ago, somebody who I don't, as I said, speak to regularly, but the person reached out to me on the night that I was doing commentary. It was I felt maybe a difficult night for me. It was my first time in a particular experience, so I was trying to gain my footing. Yes. Sometimes when you're in a new, so this season it was the first time on this particular station, and the person reached out and affirmed that I did a good job, and it was late at night, it was maybe 3 a.m. or something like that, and the person made that effort to affirm that, you did well, and this, keep it up. And that meant so much to me in that moment. Right. So you really know how your words can positively impact someone, encourage them, motivate them.
That's true. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
Yes. I think the young lady said something about sometimes a lot of people say things are pagan. How do you know when the Savior was born? But he never said to celebrate his birth. He said to celebrate his death. He said to celebrate his death and not his birth.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But whether it's his death or his birth, I think once you celebrate him, we celebrate him every day in the way that we live our lives, the way that we treat others, the way that the contribution we make to our community, our society. Once we I'm trying to get the right word. Emulate his precepts. I think we're celebrating him every day. So sometimes we get so much into the technicalities.
Yeah, I know. Overlook the big picture. and that is what we're trying to discuss here this morning. That we're overlooking the big picture by trying to get into technicalities about the what, the when, the how, the if, But the bigger picture of the emotion, the thought of something is lost, because we in an argumentative thing now about technicality, which I personally cannot relate to. Mm-hmm. So that's just me.
I share the same thing. For me, I try to really live a good life. I try to encourage people. I try to be the best that I can to others. I respect people. If I really don't have nothing good to say, I prefer don't say anything or don't comment at all about it. And to uplift others, I think that is the most important thing. How can I uplift someone and get them better and make them be better? And I think that is the important thing. I see we have a caller. Let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, I like the party said, like you flee and leave someone, get the good out of them. And with the word, what I ask of the word is, what the Father has put, they always do the opposite. They always go the other way. As I said about said, we have to celebrate his birth and not his death and not his birth, but they always go the opposite.
Okay. All right.
Yes, Carlton. So now I wanted to follow up with the uplifting aspect of what you were just mentioning. I feel like too often we put down and not uplift, and that is something I'm passionate about. We started the discussion about Valentine's Day and love and all of that, but earlier we spoke about carnival as well, and there were a lot of competitions during carnival. A lot of people had their people they were supporting, and it's something that struck me over the season, that we so often put down people if we maybe support somebody else or we support another idea, we put down somebody else, and that is so bad for people's well-being. Honestly, like I saw a lot of people face a lot of harsh criticism over this season, and not enough people trying to, you know, uplift. And then we will talk on the flip side about poor mental health amongst people. But what do we do when we are cognizant of our actions? What do we do to make sure that people feel uplifted and supported and don't feel so downtrodden and beaten up all the time? What are we doing, you know?
But as you say in this there, I mean, think of, you know, let's say the person who would have won Miss Dominica or the Calypso Monarch. They didn't judge themselves.
I know.
A pool of people judge them. Right? So why would I hit dice or hit the Miss Dominica presently and go on her page and say nasty things about her or nasty things about when they didn't judge themselves?
Yeah.
People judge them, you know? And so I find that is really myopic thinking and pure ignorance when people do things like that because it's really and truly. And Julie, both of us have judged shows. And I can tell you a lot of the times you have a criteria in front of you. And you're looking at the act on stage, and you have to grade that act. For the person that is down in the audience, there may be certain things that they just don't see.
Yeah.
And criteria. What does creativity mean? What does answering your question? You might have given me a very elaborate, it may even sound very eloquent, but did you answer the question? You didn't answer the question.
Yeah.
You understand? So, and everybody will be screaming in the crowd, wow, she did awesome, but did you answer the question? You didn't. Let's take this caller.
Maybe our last call for the
day. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
Happy Valentine's Day to you both.
Thank you, too. Thank you to you, too.
Something that we might want to keep in mind is that if the person likes water, don't give them milk. You should know them good enough. Give them what they want, what they'll appreciate. Good morning.
True.
Good morning, too. I like that.
Very true.
You know, so sometimes, you know, we need to stop that. I mean, at the end of the day, somebody has to win, somebody has to lose. I went to the Calypso final. I had, you know, the people that I felt, you know, I would have loved to see. Saw them don't make it. Was I upset? No. Did I think that they may have to go back to the drawing board and improve on their craft? Definitely. So I think sometimes when things don't turn out our way, or we feel that some way, somehow, the person that we were vying for did not win. Again, to his consistency and points. And yes, you might have scored really high on one segment, but that person, we've both seen shows, especially pageants, queen shows, where the winner didn't receive no gifts, no individual gift, but one. Because of the consistent points.
Yeah.
You know, that's what, and people are totally shocked that the first runner-up that maybe would have received 6 presents did not emerge the winner. Yeah. But it's the point system. And people have to get that into their minds. Mm-hmm. But it's all about Carnival. It's a wrap for us on Carnival. Tomorrow, next week Wednesday, we've got Spears. We'll be back with our regular, concise health talk. And we will be on to bring to you the latest information as it relates to general health and wellness. Mm-hmm. It is 11:32. We have to go now. As always, your health is indeed your greatest resource. Preserve it. Have a good rest of the day. And to the many Dominicans and visitors who will be leaving the island sometime this week or even today,
Bon voyage.
Yes. Be safe and hope to see you again
soon.
Very, very soon. I hope you enjoyed your stay in Dominica. Take care, everybody, and have an awesome day and remainder of the week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Introducing.
Oh, let me tell you, negative.
Who say health cannot have vibes? Well, Jolly's Pharmacy is proving you otherwise. With Health Vibes. Every Wednesday morning on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes. Education, information, and a bit of humor. And not forgetting lots of vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando with co-hosts Jacinta Fagan Defo and Trudy Kristen. Jolly's Pharmacy is bringing health and vibes together every Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. Health Vibes. Health Vibes every Wednesday on Q95 from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Health Vibes. Health Vibes. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.